two, one. Three, two, one. Okay. Party people, what is happening? Welcome back to the channel. No, I don't like that. So I haven't really chimed in on the whole Switch 2 debacle. I live up here in Canada, a little different from the United States of America. And there's a whole... Talking about the Switch 2, I feel like, is a very volatile thing at the moment. So I am going to give my two cents. I feel like I've had some time to really think about it. This video, the comment section could get ugly, could be nice. I don't know. But I'm just going to give my two cents. This is my own opinion. Take it as you will. If you agree or disagree, let me know. Be nice. That's all I ask. But we are just going to go over some things about the Switch 2 you might know, you might not know. So let's just get right into it. So, hardware and design. The display, the Switch 2 features a larger 7.9-inch LCD screen from the upgrade from the original 6.2-inch display, providing more immersive handheld experience. So I have a bunch of notes. I'm reading them, but we will kind of go through them as this video progresses. But I want to talk right off the bat, LCD screen. Now, I know during the Switch 2 Direct, everyone thought that it would be OLED. I thought it would be OLED. But they did say that it is LCD with HDR. And I mean, 7.9 inches, almost 8 from 6.2, is a giant leap. Now, I have a Switch. I have the OLED. And I have a Steam Deck. Now, I love them both. I think the OLED screen looks amazing on both devices. And I did have the first iteration of the Switch. But moving up to the OLED was a giant leap. And am I bummed out? I don't really know. A lot of the Switch 2 stuff is just me being like, I don't know. There's some good, there's some bad. I need to play it first. I need to get my grubby little hands on it, and I need to just understand it. From there, I feel like everyone can get a general idea. I mean, I know there are Nintendo experiences around the world happening. I've seen a couple channels, a couple YouTubers getting to experience it. And some have been like, I was wrong. This thing is awesome. So I unfortunately can't go to one, but I digress. Moving on with my notes, we have performance powered by NVIDIA's Tegra T239 chip. It boasts an octa-core AMR Cortex A78C CPU and Ampere GPU supporting DLSS and ray tracing for enhanced graphics. That was a very hard sentence to say. Pardon me. So this thing under the hoods, again, sounds beefy. Sounds good. Ray tracing and DLSS on a Switch is kind of crazy, in my opinion. Again, I just need to play it. I need to kind of put it in its tests, you know, throttle it a little bit, see what it can do, see if it can really hold up to, I guess, the standard that it is kind of now under. You know what I mean? Memory and storage equipped with 12 GB LPDDR5 XRAM and 256 GB of UFS 3.1 storage, offering faster load times and ample space for gaming. So off the bat, again, we have 256 GB of space. That is 8 times more than I believe we had for the Switch, which was 32, I believe. So that's crazy. I mean, if you can fill up 256 GB of space for a Switch, you might need to start reconsidering what you are playing. I mean, hell, when people when I hear people, friends, family, just random people say that they are out of space on their phone, and I ask how much they have, and they have like 256 or 512. I'm like, how the hell did you fill up that much? That's insane. What do you delete things, my friend? Delete things, brother. Like, what are we doing here? What are we holding on to? You know, offload them onto your computer or something, right? Joy-Con controllers redesigned to attach magnetically instead of using rails with the right Joy-Con featuring a new C button, potentially for chat functions. Now, we know that is game chat. This is prior notes, so it is confirmed it is game chat, but we will get into game chat as well. But yes, new Joy-Cons, new uniform body. From the pictures I've seen of the things, not the things, sorry, the Switch 1 and OLED side-by-side with the Switch 2, way bigger. And I'm talking like, I would almost consider like Steam Deck size for audio listeners. I'm holding up my Steam Deck, and this is my go-to at the moment. I will get into that as well, but that's my go-to. I've heard that, you know, some mumbles have said it's kind of close to a Steam Deck size, and I personally love the Steam Deck size. I think it's perfect. My Steam Deck, I bought a year ago in August, I believe, it's coming up, and I've been playing it every day since, and it is my go-to machine. But I do play my Switch with my kids, sometimes on my own. I was playing Legend of Zelda last night, but again, getting a bit ahead of myself. I will get into all of that. Dock. The updated dock includes a sturdier kickstand and improved connectivity options, right? Sturdier kickstand. Yeah, so dock is improved. We also know it can support 4K docked. Crazy. 120 frames. I don't know if it gets in, if my notes get into that. It doesn't. Yeah, so 120 frames per second up to, and docked up to 4K Ethernet cable in the dock as well. Again, huge thing. That surprised me. When I was watching the Direct, I was like, 4K is nuts. 120 is nuts. And I assume that most first-party games, like I've heard that Mario Kart World and Metroid Prime get into 120 area, and that's crazy to me. All right, so now we're in games and compatibility. Backwards compatibility supports most physical and digital Nintendo Switch games. Some titles will offer a Switch 2 edition upgrade packs for enhanced performance. Yes. So I have made some shorts on my thoughts about that. A little odd. I've heard that Sony games offer for free. I've also been told that some Switch 2 games will be for free as well. So I think it's all just kind of, again, we have to wait and see. We have to wait and kind of see how all of this plays out. Now, launch titles include a new Mario Kart game with an art style reminiscent of Super Mario Bros. Wonder and the Super Mario Bros. Movie. You know what? I never really thought of that. But yeah, Super Mario Kart World, does look good. I won't lie. It does look great. I am very excited to play the game. I'm hoping that the longevity of it is also like Mario Kart 8, and it can last us for years to come with updates. I mean, I would say tracks, but they're basically giving us the world to drive around in. So I'm just hoping the game is great. GameCube controller support. Big W. I am looking so forward to this GameCube controller. The GameCube is one of my favorite consoles ever. I love it. Core memories on it. The fact that we're getting a redesigned GameCube controller to play on the GameCube games coming to the Switch 2, I think is just a massive, massive W. And I am excited. Hopefully, I can get the controller here in Canada. I don't know if the other ones made their way down here or if you had to be a Nintendo Switch Online member to get it, but I'm hoping it does come down here. So, GameCube controller support. Will the GameCube controller support adapter remains compatible? So, there's that too. The new Switch 2 specific GameCube controller is limited to titles in the GameCube library available via the Switch Online service. So yes, you can only play the GameCube. You can only play with the GameCube controller with the GameCube games. Pretty straightforward. Now, that is a no-brainer. But again, very excited to see that coming as well. And I am hoping to get the controller if I can. Okay, so this is the area where things get spicy, right? Pricing and availability. Now, this is USD. Oh, brother. All right. So pause the recording here. All right, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so now this is where the video could get weird, because now we're talking about pricing. My notes are in USD. I'm going to be talking about Canadian. All right, so up here in Canada, the Switch 2 goes for just the normal one, the base price, $6.29. Bundle that includes Mario Kart World, $6.99. All right. Game prices, new titles are expected to be to range between 80 and 90 Canadian, reflecting the enhanced capabilities of the console. Now, I want to pause and really stress this part, okay? Because when this first came out, it seems everyone had an issue with the price of games. Now, up here in Canada, that's a lot. I mean, my Steam Deck was, I think, seven something, all right? But, I mean, it's paid rent. It's paid rent. Here's my take. This might be a really hot take. Up here in Canada, we have been paying for years now, several years now, PS5 games are base price $100 and 79 cents. That's without the warranty that you can get for $4, so tack on another $4. All right, for Xbox games, it's kind of been the same thing. For Switch games, it's been like $89.59, and if you tack on the warranty, that's $94.59, I believe, if my math is correct. So when I heard that everyone was chapped about the prices, I just couldn't get behind it. And I'm sorry. I talked to a friend and he basically said that we just had to get over paying 70 for Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, and now we have to do this. I fully understand that, but I had to pay I bought the collector's edition for that game and it was like two something. I think it was like $250. All right. So like, I get it. Games are expensive. But if they're expensive, then just don't buy them. Be more selective. You know how many like new games I buy? I think the last new game I bought was Monster Hunter Wilds for my PS5. Before that, I didn't buy any new games. I usually buy games used and just buy the warranty, because then if they do crap the bed, I just trade them in. I'm sorry if I just sound like I don't care, but it's hard to really get behind it, because it's like I wish I could pay $80 to $90 for a game. I wish I could. Hell, DualSense controllers are base either $99 or $94, and limited edition are like $104, right? And then if you buy the warranty for the limited edition, after tax, it's like $124, right? You buy the warranty, it's like $138.47. That's almost $150 for a controller that might break in like a month because it gets stick drift, right? Controllers these days are insane. A pair of Joy-Cons up here is $99. Like, it's nuts. It is incredibly insane. So my point being, if I could spend $80 to $90 for a game, I wish I could, but I can't. So I'm just going to be more selective and not buy every single game that comes out. And if you are someone who collects games, I'm sorry, just be more selective. And I'm sorry if this seems rude, but anyone who's watching this or listening who lives in Canada might be like, yeah, he's got a point. He's got a point. So that's it. So we're moving on to market and logistics. Production. Nintendo has ramped up production in Vietnam, exporting over 725,000 units to the U.S. in February 2025, ensuring ample supply for the launch. I have notes here on the 90-day pause on tariffs. I don't really want to talk politics, but I know politics are a big thing now. Excuse me. And, yeah, I have some notes on the fact that the tariff pause might help in some way, shape, or form. I don't exactly know how, but they could. I haven't really gone into too much depth about it because, again, I kind of just don't want to. But they might help in some way, shape, or form. Okay, so moving on to pre-orders, initially set for April 9th. Pre-orders were delayed due to tariffs up here in Canada. We were all good. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Bam. Got delayed so we can then align with the states. I don't think that's kind of cool, but that's a different conversation. I just think I don't understand why. Kind of odd, my own opinion. Agree or disagree. What's crazy to me is that the June 5th launch still happening, but there's no sign or hearsay of pre-orders up at all, up yet. So I don't know when they are going to go live, but it's scary because it's crazy how fast kind of like May is coming. And then next thing we know, June's going to be here. And then bam, we're here for the Switch 2, right? So that's all from my notes. Another point I will bring up is the Hori's Nintendo Switch 2 Piranha Plant. If you haven't seen it, it is a Piranha Plant camera. Only has a resolution of 480p. Don't know why they made a really cool camera, but then only gave it 480p. Blows my mind. But yeah, I don't know. A bit odd. But now I have a bunch of bullet point facts, new details that I'll just spin off to you guys. Some of these I didn't even know, some I didn't know. I actually think a lot of these I didn't know, so we're just gonna run through them. Switch 2 runs all NSO GameCube games in higher resolution and 60 FPS. Kind of cool, didn't know that. Games on key cards are tied to the cartridge, not your Nintendo account, can be sold or traded. Kind of interesting. Nintendo Switch 1 games will receive resolution and performance boost when played on Switch 2. Good to know. Good to know. Waves of NS1 games will receive free Switch 2 upgrades. So that kind of answers a question I talked about previously. If the backwards compatibility will give the boost for free. Kind of seems that this bullet point has answered that. So that's good. Switch 2 physical game cards capacity up to 64 gigs. Game chat is free for a year. We got to pay for it. Kind of interesting. I can understand why it's behind a paywall, I guess. I mean, from a business point, why not? From a consumer point, kind of sucks. But from a business point, you know, everyone's going to kind of want to do it. Or they're not going to because Discord's free. So Game Chat will be cool for a year. Then we'll kind of see where it is, right? Game Chat supports up to 12 people for voice chat, up to 4 people for video chat and screen share. Again, knew that. I knew the latter half, not the Game Chat supports up to 12 people. Kind of interesting. Game share via Game Chat will up to 3 people, even if they don't have the game software must support feature. Kind of cool. Game chat will work with Nintendo Switch 1 games played on the Nintendo Switch 2 console. W, didn't know that. That's kind of cool. Game chat will work with all NSM Nintendo Classic console games as well. W, didn't know that either. Camera play, up to four players on a single camera can appear and play in games that support the feature. Kind of cool. This one I did not know and is very interesting. Any USB-C camera can be used on the Switch. Sorry, can be used with the Switch 2. Why is no one talking about this? Why is no one talking about the fact that any USB-C camera can be used with the Switch 2? Right below that, official Switch 2 camera resolution at 1080p. Cool. But if I can plug in like a mirrorless camera, why not? Right? And have a crispy image. I don't think many people are talking about that. That's a very cool feature. And if it is true, that'll be very interesting. And I wonder how it'll make the other cameras kind of look, essentially. Joy-Cons 2 were built from the ground up and feature bigger and more durable sticks. New HD Rumble 2. Don't know what that means. I just hope they don't get stick drift. That's all I hope. That's all I am looking for. Switch 2 Pro controller has motion controls, HD Rumble 2, GL, GR, custom buttons, audio, headphone jack. Kind of cool, kind of interesting. Plugging it into the controller. W. All NS1 digital games, game save data, user profiles, screenshots, and videos can be transferred to Switch 2. Also, W. Something else I thought that was very interesting. All NS1 controllers are compatible with Switch 2. I love that. I love that because I have NS1 controllers. I play with my kids. Are the Joy-Cons going to work? Are all of my other controllers, are they going to work? Yes. I think that's cool. I think it means I don't have to go out and just buy 50 brand new controllers. I can just transfer the ones I have over to the Switch 2. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Love that. Switch 2 expandable storage requires micro SD Express cards. Regular micro SD will not work. Very interesting. They want the micro SD. I know they talked about it in the direct, but still, the whole like Express thing is a bit odd. Switch 2 dock can be connected online using wired Ethernet. Pretty straightforward. Switch 2 will support new virtual game card featuring for digital only games. I think we knew that. I think they mentioned that in the trailer or at the end of it. Switch 2 standard game prices are 70, 80 USD. Premium only Mario Kart for now. So that is some notes I saw on Twitter. I also wanted to share with you guys. That's basically my thoughts on the whole thing. Am I gonna buy it? Yeah. I am a Nintendo fan. Nintendo holds a special place in my heart. Switch 1 was kind of the reason I started this channel to begin with, making Nintendo content, Switch content. I love portable gaming. I've been a Switch fan since it came out. Core memories on the game. And I personally just cannot wait to see this new iteration of the Switch. I'm excited. I'm fortunately in a position where I can afford the console. Maybe not afford every game, and that's okay. That's okay. So far, I only really want Mario Kart and Metroid Prime. Tons of other games coming out, though. Obviously, GameCube Online. I'm going to be playing that. Wind Waker, Soul Calibur, Run It Back with Link. F-Zero is cool. Was never a huge F-Zero fan, but hey, we get there when we get there. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for a new console. This console is going to be the hottest thing since Toast. Okay. So that's my thoughts, man. That's my thoughts on the whole thing. Again, agree, disagree, totally up to you. Leave your comments down below. while you're down there, also hit subscribe. I want this place to be the central hub. Not the central hub for Switch 2 stuff, but it's going to be a channel for Switch 2. For sure. Steam Deck as well. Yeah, while you're down there, comment, subscribe, like, share. Helps the video. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, leave a review. It helps, I think. Still new to the whole podcasting solo thing. So, yeah, that's my thoughts. Love it or hate it. Up to you. But, boys and girls, that's all the time for today. And as always, I will catch you in the next one. Shalater.